Beijing, Canada won 4 medals at the Beijing Paralympics on Friday and is guaranteed another as its hockey team advanced to the gold medal game. Canadians have now won 7 golds, 4 silvers, and 10 bronze, good for third in the overall medal count. China is first and Ukraine is second. Molly Jepson of West Vancouver, BC, contributed her second medal of the games to Canada's medal count on Friday, taking silver in the women's giant slalom standing event. She previously won a gold at Beijing in the women's downhill standing event. "I don't know if it's fully set in that I have 2 medals yet," said Jepson, who has a total of 6 medals over her Paralympic career. "I had high expectations and goals going into this event. I've been mostly focused on giant slalom, super G and downhill the last few years, so I'm glad I was able to showcase that versatility." Mark Ahrens of Hartsville, PEI, took silver in the men's 12-kilometer individual standing biathlon, the 11th Paralympic medal of his decorated career. "The medals mean that I've been consistent and that is definitely the key to biathlon," said Ahrens, who lost his left arm in an accident on the family farm when he was 7. "I've been able to balance my strength in skiing and shooting, and I think that really shows by having a medal of each color in all 3 events." It was the 3rd biathlon medal of the games for the 32-year-old Ahrens. He won the gold in the middle distance event, and the bronze in the sprint race. Brittany Hudak of Prince Albert, Sask, earned bronze in the women's individual standing biathlon event. Snowboarder Tyler Turner of Campbell River, BC, is bringing home bronze in the men's banked slalom SBLL1. The 33-year-old Turner won gold in the men's snowboard cross event earlier at the Beijing Games. Canada is guaranteed at least 1 more medal after Tyler McGregor scored 4 times and added 2 assists in an 11-0 rout of South Korea in the hockey semifinal. Canada will play the United States for gold on Saturday after the Americans beat China 11-0 in the other semifinal on Friday. Also, Canada's wheelchair curlers played Slovakia for bronze later Friday after a 9-5 loss to reigning Paralympic champion China in the semifinal. The Chinese will play Sweden for gold later Friday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 11, 2022. The Canadian Press.